question. In campaign contributions, is transparency enough? The Citizens United case meant that restrictions on campaign contributions were forbidden. But what can Congress do to rectify the situation? President Obama knows what he wants to do.
Republican leadership in the Senate is once again using every tactic and every maneuver they can to prevent the Disclose Act from even coming up for an up or down vote. Just like they did with unemployment insurance for Americans who'd lost their jobs in this recession.
The Disclose Act. It would require corporations and other institutions to disclose their spending on federal political campaigns. The Senate may vote on it today. Joining us now is Dave Leventhal, Communications Director at the Center for Responsive Politics. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Also, Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, is with us. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning, John. Welcome back.
Thanks for filling in for me last week and yesterday.
Always a pleasure. I had a great time with Celeste. We had
rave,
a really
good time. Rave reviews, absolutely. Well, Dave, first of all, what is the importance of this vote here, and how are lawmakers likely to be viewing disclosure of campaign contributions versus restriction of campaign contributions, which the Citizen United case says they can't really do?
In broad terms, the Disclose Act would require corporate political advertisers to reveal who's funding their activities. And this is something that, when it comes up for a cloture vote in the Senate today, looks like it's going to face a monumental hurdle. It probably will not pass unless something major happens. So it would be a big defeat for the president, who's a major, major backer here, and be a big defeat for Democrats who are pushing this.
Todd Zwillig, why is this a partisan issue? Because campaign finance reform has been famously bipartisan for, you know, much of the last decade.
Has been. And now you're in an environment, John, that is so toxic and so polarized, so anti-Washington, that almost all bipartisanship, almost, is gone from Washington. So that the old bipartisan champions of campaign finance reform, like John McCain, is making every effort he can not to be seen as cooperating with Democrats now, because that's seen back home as toxic to the Republican base. So that's where the bipartisanship went. But there are partisan motives for keeping the decision, the Citizens United decision, sort of as it was. Look, this is a nuclear arms race, campaign finance. These are the money taps that fuel campaigns. Citizens United Supreme Court decision was a victory for Republicans because it enabled part of their constituency, corporations, who do support both sides, we should say, but tend to support the Republican cause significantly more, can basically throw unlimited money into campaigns. That's an advantage for Republicans. Why should they give it up just, two or three months before the election?
But this is just about disclosure, and I have a fact question for you. We mentioned corporations will have to disclose, but labor unions will also have to disclose as well,
yes, they
right?
do. Yes, that is correct. They both do. Corporations have to disclose, labor unions.
Any contributor, really.
Any institution. Depending on how they do it, whether it's directly on a campaign, vote for X, vote for Y, vote
gotcha.
Against John Hockenberry. But also, when you create these, you've heard of these, sometimes you see a commercial, American Citizens for United Patriotism,
right.
And you say, what is that? You know, groups like that get set up, which are shell groups, they also have to disclose who are their top contributors, who's bankrolling them.
All right, so pre-Disclose Act, Dave Leventhal, what is the evidence that campaign finance patterns are being affected by the sort of fallout from the Citizens United case?
There isn't a whole lot of evidence, in part because the real election season hasn't begun yet. We expect that to happen around Labor Day. So although there's anecdotal evidence that Citizens United has had some effect on corporate spending, on advertising, which is directly advocating for or against candidates, it's still a little unclear at this point as to what the full effect is going to be for the midterm. But I think it's an important point to make that with the Disclose Act, this is something, a bill that slings and arrows are being thrown at it from the left and from the right. Nobody, whether you're a corporation, a special interest group, a union, really wants to offer up more information about your political activity than you have to, which is why this bill has been criticized from really all sides and appears to be going down to defeat today.
What we need is WikiLeaks in campaign contributions, right, Todd?
Well, that was the whole – that's why we have a Federal Elections Commission. You know, that's the whole point. Election law does require disclosures. If I spend money on your Senate campaign, John, that all has to be disclosed. But then once you have issue advertising that's not expressly for a candidate, you know, I might say, call John Hockenberry and tell him to vote against X right before an election. Well, that's not for or against your campaign, but the message is clear. And then these shell groups that we mentioned, people have found so many ways to get around the Federal Election Commission and around existing existing election law, that that's why you have these decisions and the Disclose Act now to try to plug the holes.
All right, but then here's the question. Why would the Obama administration so badly misread Congress on this? I mean, why would they set themselves up? Is this a deliberate sort of attempt to get out in front of Citizens United, or did they just misread the politics here? Todd and then Dave.
Well, I don't think they've misread Congress. I have a feeling that that the Obama administration knows that this is probably not going to get 60 votes today. You heard the president using the shame factor in the Rose Garden yesterday. And this, if it's not going to pass, look, it enables the White House to brand Republicans as pro-corporate in a hurting economy, just like they branded them pro-BP after the oil spill when certain Republican members of Congress were sort of defending BP or apologizing to them. This sort of helps with that meme, I think.
And Dave Leventhal, I mean, we don't really need the Disclose Act if somebody was going to push the public information that already exists out front once the campaign gets started, right?
Well, the fact of the matter is that the information that a lot of people would like to see, that transparency advocates would like to see, won't be available. So if you do have Citizens for Happiness and Joy going on television with a $1 million or $10 million ad buy, and it's being funded by lots of different corporations, it's going to be very difficult to actually glean that information. There is an end around that can be had here right now, and ultimately the political process will be a bit more occluded than it would have been otherwise.
I love that. What was that organization again? The Citizens for Happiness and what?
Joy.
Happiness. Citizens for Happiness and
I'm a
Joy.
Charter member.
Any other name you want. This is a situation that we've got when you've got groups like that instead of ExxonMobil or the Sierra Club or anyone else.
No, it's funny. I mean, we live in an era where the Citizens for Happiness and Joy sounds. I think I've heard of them. You know, it sounds actually familiar in some way. The dystopian Dave Leventhal joined us from the Communications Director for Center for Responsive Politics talking about the Disclose Act. Dave, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And Todd Zwillick, there will be a vote today before we go.
There's a cloture vote today. Don't expect it to pass. It's going to be on the cusp.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.